everybody, I'm Dave McVeigh, host of the Film Actually podcast, and what follows is a phone interview I had with Chris Zilka, one of the stars of David R. Ellis' new horror film, Shark Night 3D. Shark Night hits Australian cinemas on November 10th. Chris Zilka may not be a household name yet, but he's had a successful few years in television with shows such as 10 Things I Hate About You and Everybody Hates Chris. After Shark Night 3D, Chris will be seen next year in Piranha 3DD and then in The Amazing Spider-Man playing Flash Thompson. Now, just to let you know that the phone connection was a little bit shaky, but it is worth putting up with some poor audio to hear Chris talk about his toothy co-stars and even gives us a little few insights on Spider-Man. So without further ado, here is the interview. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So thank you for joining us this fine morning in Sydney. I believe it's the evening for you, yes?
Yes, it is. And it is cold and raining, which is probably also the exact opposite from you.
Yeah, we're actually a lovely spring day here.
Yeah.
Ready to hit the beach.
Lucky.
Sorry, what was that?
I said, lucky.
I was going to say, I'm all ready to hit the beach, except I think your sharks have terrified me out of the water.
Yes, that's the truth.
let me just start us off with a quick warm up question, because it was occurring to me when I was looking at your resume that you've got quite an extensive resume in television over the last few years with things like 10 Things I Hate About You and Everybody Hates Chris. And I was just wondering, creatively, from an actor, what do you prefer at this point, features or television work?
I prefer whatever the next job is.
Oh, with a very, very diplomatic response there.
So political.
I know. So let's get to the nitty-gritty here. Sorry, what was that?
I think it's all work. I love the work.
Oh, that's true. Well, I've got a little bit more technical question for you coming up, but we'll get to that in a second. I was just wondering what specifically attracted you to the big sharks of Shark Night 3D?
I love the script, and I love the cast that was already involved. I believe I was one of the last people cast, and I knew I was familiar with everyone's work that was on the cast, and I really enjoyed them, and a few of us were already friends, so it was like being able to go vacation with your friends.
Well, it looked like a very nice location that you were on.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Shreveport's a nice place.
Oh, excellent. Now, you've just wrapped a while ago Piranha 3DD, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's another nice location for you.
Yeah, that was nice. Wilmington's a great city.
I was just thinking that with Shark Night 3D and now with Piranhas, I was wondering if you have like a preference to bitey fish movies, or is this just a coincidence?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Either the fish are attracted to me or I'm attracted to the fish. I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's get a little technical here. And I was just wondering, because I believe that Shark Night actually has a combination of mechanical sharks and CG sharks. I was wondering, with your role in particular, what did you deal with most?
I dealt with CGI.
CGI. And was that hard for you?
I believe Dustin and Sarah were the only ones that dealt with the actual mechanical sharks during a scene, but I watched a few of their scenes on set, and it was amazing.
Right.
What was done with these mechanical sharks. They look so real.
they did that, yes.
Real shark teeth. I mean, it was scary. It was scary to watch.
It would make you a little bit nervous about getting in the water having those things swimming around.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you find it challenging working with the CG?
No, it wasn't too bad. It was my first time ever working with a green screen. But the stunt crew and the director were very familiar. David's very familiar with green screen and they really took me through step by step. We practiced a bunch and then got it done pretty quickly.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. I guess if we stick with the technical questions, this is also your first job working shooting in 3D, yes?
Yes.
And was that challenging? Because you'd worked in 2D only until that point.
I would say from an actor's standpoint, shooting in 3D or 2D, it doesn't really change much except for the fact that the turnarounds are so long.
Right.
When you're turning around coverages, it's a pretty long turnaround because of the fact that the DP and the director and everyone involved, the lighting grips, and everyone has to create this world and this.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, the deeper you can go, the better it looks in 3D. So they take their time, and everything has to be so specific, and it's understandable why you're sitting there waiting for so long.
Fair enough. Do you have any in particular memorable story from the shooting of this film?
Do I have any memorable?
Was there like a moment which really stood out in your mind? Or was it a fairly straightforward shoot?
It was a pretty straightforward shoot because we were all already friends and we all connected, even those that weren't. We all connected and hung out all the time, and it was just like, it was very casual and very, very nice.
Wow, so it was kind of like a party atmosphere while making this film, was it?
Oh, no. We didn't. No one went that far. No one went that far. Everyone's pretty professional, and we would get the job done, you know?
It was a very talented young cast that was working on this, and I mean, you could believe that they were, this menace was cropping up for you guys, I think that's a credit to the cast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just Joel and Catherine alone bring so many people into the seats, and Catherine, people are going to be amazed by what a wonderful actress she is, on top of her singing talent.
Fair enough. So let me just ask you, I mean, you've been in the industry, looking at your bio since about 2007, 2008, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to, we have a lot of young aspiring actors who've been through our show and who listen to us and so forth. Do you have any words of advice for them trying to break into the industry?
If you don't have it, develop it. And if you have it, try your best to keep your intellectual curiosity.
Fantastic.
Always want to know more. And if something comes up that you don't know, don't pretend like you do know it. Figure out what it means and do the things that scare you the most.
Excellent. Now, I wouldn't be a good geek without asking this, and I know you're probably restricted.
Here it comes. I was waiting.
And I know you're probably restricted on what you can say, but we will be soon seeing you in The Amazing Spider-Man as Flash Thompson. Sure. And I was just wondering, how is it for you to take on a character that is so well-known within the geek world? Were you intimidated by that at all?
I mean, I could just say it was amazing to work with Andrew and Emma, and Mark Webb is bringing something new to this franchise. It's just so wonderful, and I think people are going to really connect with the characters, whereas usually in a comic book movie, it's hard for the audience to connect completely. They're just fans going to watch it, and they enjoy it, and they have a great time.
Yep.
But I think what Mark's done is give the audience somewhere to connect with each individual that's on the screen, and I think no one's going to leave the theater disappointed for sure. And then playing Flash, I mean, it was what little kid doesn't grow up pretending to be every single person in a comic book, you know, have it down to having a cape on and pretending you're Superman. Or jumping on the bed and pretending you're Spider-Man. It was a dream come true for sure.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, this is an interview about Shark.
The responsibility of playing a bully is kind of like the comic The Bully. It was nice.
Oh, excellent. Look, I know this is for Sharknet, so I won't harp on about Spider-Man. We had to get at least one question in there for you. I will ask you one more question about that, though, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, which is that in Sam Raimi's earlier version of Spider-Man, Flash was a very small character. I was wondering if they've actually expanded you out a little bit more.
You will have to go check it out.
Okay, I had a feeling you were going
to
say that.
We'll have to go check it out. That is one of the questions I can't answer.
So what is next for you after two bitey fish movies and Spider-Man? What is next for Chris Zilka?
I'm currently doing a nice little recurring role on The Secret Circle, a new show on the CW. And it's a really a wonderful experience. We have a great crew that have been together and working together for like 11 years or something like that. Wow. So they just they almost subliminally know what each other want, and the cast is amazing. Britt Robertson and Thomas Dekker are really, really wonderful actors and actresses, and it's a nice experience so far.
Well, that's fantastic. And look, last Shark Night question. After doing a film about sharks and after doing a film about piranhas now as well, but particularly sharks, are you nervous about going in the water?
I am. I've always been a little nervous about going into the water. The only thing that changed for me was I was always scared of going in the ocean because of Jaws. That's just what that film did to people.
It did it to me.
Yeah, but after finishing these two films, I'm nervous to go into a swimming pool because of what could happen and what scientifically they're capable of adapting to. So now it's worse. The only place I touch water is in the shower.
fair enough. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy your afternoon.
And I hope you have wonderful success with this film.
Thank you so much, man. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Thanks go out to Kasia Tabaka at Icon Film Distribution and Faye Crisberg of PR Works for setting this up for us. And of course, we have to give a big thanks to Chris Zilker for being such a gracious interviewee. This has been an exclusive Film Actually interview for The League, which is a collection of entertainment sites that work together to bring you the best material possible. The League consists of the following sites: SpotlightReport.net, TheRealBits.com, DamnGoodCup.com, HipHopNetOnline.com, and of course, the host of Film Actually, GeekActually.com. Make sure you check out our regular show, Film Actually, for movie reviews and news every week right here on GeekActually.com, or search for it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Thanks a lot, everybody. You can now hear Film Actually on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or WebOS device. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed, no memory wasted. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com.